Hello and welcome to this miracle podcast from Serpentine Galleries, part of a series of audio explorations on the subject of miracles, including audio dramas, live musical performances, poetry and discussions. All of the material in this series was originally recorded at or produced for the Serpentine's Miracle Marathon Festival 2016. I'm Tabitha Thorley-Bangora and with me is Lucia Pietristi, Public Programmes Curator at the Serpentine.
Hi Tabitha.
Hi Lucia. Today's miracle is from musician and artist Genesis Breyer P. Orridge, an avant-garde anti-hero whose remarkable body of underground work with the likes of Throbbing Gristle and Psychic TV reminds us that when you believe something, artistic integrity demands that you live by it too.
And indeed, Genesis participated in both days of the Miracle Marathon, and whilst the first day's performance ended with a very stark warning that humanity is the virus, the second performance happened on the anniversary of Lady Jane Breyer P. Orridge's death, and there's a lot more loss and a lot more romance in this piece. There's some grieving as well as considerations of how technology can be used to break free of gender.
This performance of Breaking Sex was recorded on October 9th at Second Home in East London during the Serpentine's Miracle Marathon.
Today is the 9th anniversary of my other half, Lady J, dropping her body. And so we'd like to dedicate today to Lady J, unconditional love, which is the topic of what we're going to speak about, in a way. And we wrote this together. Sexuality is a force of nature. It cannot be contained. Get up! Identity is your only possession. And as being possessed, be possessed by yourself, by any self. Every self you ever dreamed of, every self you were ever afraid of, any self, you can be them all. So stop it. Stop right now and be possessed by characters that were not written by other people. Delete those. Delete their behavior. Delete the software that's written by other people. Don't let them have control. Write your own code and rebuild yourself from the ground up. Break every connection, even your closest friendships. Re-evaluate, reconnect, disconnect, think. Cut yourself up. See who you really are. See who's really there. The more detached one is from a role that someone else wrote in their script, the easier it is for you to create a new being. And this is you. This being is you. This contrived character was never you. So who was directing you? And who was telling you who to be? And are there more than one of you? And if there are more than one of you, who chose them? Was it you? Start shooting. Kill them all. Every man and woman is a man and woman. So redesign yourself. Refine yourself. Taste that sweet electricity of androgyny that's on your tongue like an old battery. Put away your toys. Focus. We are all but one bitch. We declare war against all binary systems. We embrace total freedom for every and all identities, both possible and impossible. Destroy gender. Destroy the control of DNA. And destroy the expected. We travel back in time. And there's Crick on LSD. And he says, oh gosh, I'm struck by the elegance of this DNA. It must be a double helix. The acid is speaking to me. I'm no longer a lab rat. I am the lab. And these two spirals go their own ways. DNA is and backwards. And that makes a lot of sense. But therein lies a problem, and therein lies a beginning. Nothing short of a total gender. You see, in the beginning, all were perfect. The first man was the first woman. And the first woman was the first man. And that's when all the whispering began. We call it God. Never before has a generation felt such a rage to live. So destroy gender. Destroy the control of DNA. And destroy everything expected of you. Do not forget that once upon a time, creation was divine. It was called a divine act, creation. And it's a divine calling. So to be creative is to be God. And to be God is to create. So art is divine. And we're calling to you, all of you out there, look in the mirror. We're calling to you and we're saying that mirror you've lived with so long is cracked. And as it falls away in shards and cuts your feet, remember this, your work is holy. So we suggest, throw off the shackles of experience, throw off definitions, end gender, break sex. There are far more than one of you. So shuffle the cards, pick one, throw the rest away, pick them up off the floor, pick another. There is no reason that you cannot be someone different every day. Why be who you were yesterday? Is there a reason? Was that a better day? Were you a better person? What were you yesterday? And there we are. And DNA. DNA and it's a strand. It goes round and round until you're stranded. And if you're not careful, you're stranded until you're dead. And then you're stranded. But sometimes when you're born as a baby, people just slap you. And you cry. And they say, oh, they're back. They're here. And they're your deliverers. They're the people who will pre-record your software. But you've been worn thin through the ages. And you realize now you have one purpose. You have to supply the self. Obey your own commands. Project and create your own program. Change the way to perceive. And change all memory. Possession is a greater part of valor. Be strong. Be your fucking self. We are ultra-genetic terrorists. One man's man is another man's woman. One man's woman is another man's man. And on ad infinitum. We permutate, and we mutate, and we change our state, and we permutate, and we mutate, and we change the state. It You see, they gave me this DNA and told me there was nothing I could do about it, she said. Really? Yeah, when I tried returning it and saying I didn't like that DNA, they just laughed. They just laughed and walked away, she said. Well, that's a strict policy, said God. Once you've been programmed, there's nothing you can do about it. We're not so sure. Looking at the big picture, looking at your own picture, looking at any picture, just look at that picture. Look at that picture. Is it persisting? Look at that picture. Is it resisting? Yes. Hello. Yes. Hello. There really is no reason that you should ever run out of people to be. And all these marvelous parallel characters constantly reinventing you, permutating, taking turns and demanding life, each with its own agenda. They all love to be alive. They all have a right to be considered. So there really is no reason you should ever run out of people to be. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this Miracle Podcast. For more Serpentine Radio podcasts, please visit radio.serpentinegalleries.org.